Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one and respect the toad.
Shit, Michael Clayton's on Netflix.
Michael Clayton?
I'm watching that.
I thought he died.
You don't know who you're talking about.
Who am I thinking of? He was in The Island, Green Mile.
Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah, see the Clayton and the Clark and the Duncan.
No, but yeah, nope.
So you don't, okay. I thought you might see the comparison.
You thought that? You're talking to a god of cinema.
Truly. did you look up any movies?
Yeah.
That you wanted to watch?
Yeah, Michael Clayton.
Okay. Well, I for Tessa Tony, I had Homeward Bound. You familiar with that movie?
Never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
If I had, I forgot it.
I guess you couldn't do
it. It's about a pack of raccoons, right?
No, a small cat. A boxer and a golden retriever get lost from home, and now they're homeward.
Refresh my memory. What are their names?
Chance, Shadow, and I can't remember the cat's name.
How do you know both their names?
I know Michael J. Fox was the dog.
So you just watched this.
I think Sean Connery, no.
Yeah.
I think Sean Connery was Shadow, and there was another famous actress that was fucking the cat. Damn it, what's the cat's name,
Tony? Probably Meryl Streep, and her cat's name is Titty.
Ah. Whoa. With all the insensitiveness going around in Hollywood, you'd think you'd rein it in a bit.
To what?
Not yourself.
We're here to fucking, like, shock and awe.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm not here to fucking, like, be the PC, like, fucking very nice man police.
It's Sally Field, and it was sassy. Way off. So, but you've seen Homeward Bound, right? You used to like it as a kid, huh? Yeah, no,
maybe. No.
Really, you never liked that movie?
No, I liked sweet movies with animation.
Yeah, can we do fucking Tessa Tony RoboCop?
Maybe I won't like it now.
Can you fly, sassy? Can you?
You're not mixing those two.
Sally Field, can you fly off this truck? I'm Red from That 70s Show. Maybe, can you fly?
Maybe we'll watch Sex Doll so you could watch it.
1922 for Movie of the Week. Would you be cool to watch that? I've been hearing really good things about it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. So 1922 and Homeward Bound for Tessa Tony.
No, fucker. I have never seen it.
You've never seen that?
I looked at the cover. It doesn't look familiar. I watched Air Bud.
The dog talks? Well, the both dogs and the cat talk.
I don't recall this film.
Really? They get hit with a porcupine?
You want to watch it? Have at it.
No, I mean, I wanted you. I thought that you saw it as a kid like every other fucking regular human being in life, but apparently
I had
not.
A fucked up childhood. Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay.
Bitch.
So what are we going to do for Tessa Tony?
I'm looking.
I thought you said while the whole time you pooped, you were looking.
What? Why? When did I say that?
I was like, hey, did you look for movies? You're like, yeah, I'll watch Michael Clayborn.
Yeah, I looked for movies.
I'm watching Michael Clayface. Watching
Michael. Just keep it up. Just
Michael C. Hall.
To burn your fucking house down.
It's your house too, idiot.
I don't care about anything.
Oh, baby boy, were you playing Call of Duty earlier or something? Is that why you're so down?
No, I was at work.
Oh, so was I.
Same thing.
My arm feels like it's rebroken. It's fucking awesome. It sucked, dude. Oh my God.
Rebroken.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's everything's so tight right now.
Oh, what about Free Willy?
Really?
You got a good song.
Yeah, because I'm free.
It's not in that movie.
Free Willy. He just died too, man. Good call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I hate your little guts.
1922,
and then we'll do Free Willy for
testing. All right, let's get this shit show on the road.
Okay. Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
You don't have a nickname, once again. Hey, man, sorry I got a little gusto. I got a little show in me.
Pronunciation.
It was barely pronunciation. I barely make words.
Remember when I told you a seven-letter word one time and you said, quit it with these big words?
Yeah, I was being facetious. Ooh.
No, you were not swimming.
They call me fuck. And we're back. What a week it has been, sir. How have you been, dude? You been good?
Yeah, I've been like 4 out of 10.
Oh, wow, that's pretty high for you.
Pretty high.
Things were looking up there when I was peaking on a 4.
5 is like, I found free money.
Which is funny, because 5 is like, you know, half. I'm assuming it's out of 10, correct?
100. 25?
100, what do you mean? No, but yeah, 5 would be like, yeah, that's like regular.
For a normal person?
Yeah, I would imagine so, right?
Yeah, if I have a 3.5 week, I'm like, oh my, count my blessings.
Ah, glad I didn't count all these chickens before they hatched for this 3.5 week. Glad
I didn't sew those pants up before I put them on.
Can't believe I didn't count all these Pringles in the can.
Can't believe I didn't fucking mold all these marbles into marbles.
Thank God I didn't measure out this steel before I made this sword.
Can't believe I didn't run with my shoes on this time.
So happy I saw both socks before I put them on.
Mm-hmm. And if you look up, your eyes go with you.
Can't believe I'm breathing all that air before I checked it.
Ask your mom. She's the one who made the world.
All right, mom. That was good. You bested me. Damn it. But your week's been okay, huh?
That was
bad, I know. So the iPhone...
Like, fuck, that was a lot of stupid.
Yeah, so the iPhone X, are you still reeling from that? Is that still affecting your life badly?
No, don't...
As of last week,
I who? Uh-huh.
Apple what?
I've had 3 lobotomies and electric shock therapy since then. What are you rambling about?
I forget all of
them. I work for Toyo Tires. I sell tires.
Toyo Tires. I work for Toyota Tahoe, so I don't know what you mean.
Toyo is a real brand of tires.
Toyota?
Toyo.
Oh.
Toyo Tires.
Okay, I thought you were just...
I thought I was just blobbing stuff.
Yeah, tires and Toyota. I thought you were just smashing them together.
Toyota Tire.
But yeah, so it was weird. You seemed pretty up in spirits until we recorded last week, and that was mainly because of the Call of Duty, which you have been playing.
Yeah.
Have you been getting down without me or no?
No.
Really? So you haven't played it really at all?
I was like, Paul hasn't been home all weekend.
You didn't touch it all weekend?
Uh-uh.
Whoa.
I don't know. I've been kind of like trying to make sure I didn't get that fever again, so I also didn't want to get angry and sweaty.
Yeah, Tony was having fever dreams for a bit.
Oh, yeah. 2 nights in a row, dude. I tripped balls, dude.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Sweaty balls. Like I woke up dripping sweat.
By tripping balls, I mean sweating balls.
I mainly
Lord.
Just sweat balls till I tripped. It was the opposite of usual.
That's a bummer.
It was crazy. I hated it a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine. That's usually not like a cool thing to go through.
Mm-mm. And then, so I've been like, I guess babying my mind, which then babies my body. Because if I'm not mentally stressed, I feel like I don't get quite as physically ill or tired.
Oh, that's for sure a definite part. Yeah, if you're mentally stressed, you're like, guess who's calling off next 2 days?
No, I don't want to be anywhere.
Can't believe they're making another goddamn iPhone.
Why do I have to get off this chair anymore?
It's like, why the fuck do they keep making them? Ooh, money. Stephen Amell responds to sexual harassment allegations against the producer of The Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow. All the same producer. It's a Kreischer, I believe. So this shit's hitting home everywhere, dude. No matter where you go, you throw a stone, some motherfucker is sexually harassing somebody.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, he got called out. I guess Andy Dick, but who didn't see that one coming, right? Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Let's see. What the fuck is it? Andrew Kreisberg. Like, he runs a lot of those shows. And fucking Stephen Amell's like, you know what, dude? He's like, thank you to the victims for coming out. Like, I believe you. And, you know, we're going to go from there. So that dude got canned as fuck. And he's like, this didn't happen.
Damn.
Isn't that like...
It's also crazy. That guy said it didn't happen. Louis C.K. is just like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, Louis C.K. was
kind of for sure did that. I'm going to really apologize and reflect on who I am. Sorry.
Now, did he? I felt like Louis C.K. was kind of like, before the fucking horses pass the carriage. I don't know why we're trying to use so many more so myself. But like, it seemed like he was trying to kind of get like a leg up on that before it hit him in the face on Twitter and everywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, he really did jump out there right after it. But it was sort of like, no, I totally abused my fucking status and power. And
right. And he also said, I think I read the article and it was like, well, I never took my dick out in front of anyone that I didn't ask if I could. But I was abusing my power because they were like, well, fuck no, I'm not going to say no to Louis C.K. because I want him to like put me on shows or do whatever. Like, I need a leg up in this career. Like, a lot of people, when like, fucking
Weinstein jerks off in your plants. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, let me jerk off in this plant. She's like, all right, if you'll give me the role in Chasing Amy, sure.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah. Steal Magnolia. Here we come. He's like, I'm going to steal this fucking cum out of my wiener and put it in your plant.
Jesus.
No, that's very offensive.
It's bad week.
Yeah. Well, it's been a bad month. It's been bad like 2 months, dude. Like, it's been rough. Not rough in the way, I mean, it's just insane to hear about all this fucking underbelly shit that's always, like, pushed to the side. I mean, it's good that it's all coming out now, because now motherfuckers are going to be like, don't be a creepy asshole anymore.
Yeah, quit.
So that's good. Well, in lighter news. Everywhere. Yep, stop putting in plants, Weinstein! Yeah, and I love how he, like, went into rehab, and he's like, comes back out, he's like, yeah, no, I think I'm good. It's like, it's been a week.
I'm solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut my dick off. It's going to be great.
Yeah. 40. Yeah. If he was chemically castrated after a week, I'd be like, right on. Have him back in the office.
Yeah. Drag him back in there.
Get him back.
By his balls, not his dick.
With his bro. Well, the balls are gone. Chemically gone. They put a little acid on him.
Is it melts your parts?
Believe so. That's how you.
From the outside?
Uh-huh. Someone just dips your little sack in.
I thought chemical castration meant that you get chemicals that kill you from the inside or something. Like you take pills.
Yeah, you're probably totally right, but my way sounds way more.
Oh, okay. You're thinking more Joker and a vat of acid.
Yeah, yeah. Your balls turn white and start laughing.
What? They might always do that.
Oh, yeah. Are you afraid of the dark? Movie in development. Are you excited?
No.
Did you like the show growing up?
Yes, but I'm not a tiny child anymore. Right. So I'm not scared of that shit.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. What I'm saying is that I think that they're trying to play this nostalgia card that...
PG turd teen, probably.
Oh, definitely. Has to be. But I'm thinking that they're trying to go with the whole way of like, man, people really like Power Rangers and they threw it back on Netflix, so let's make a muck-a-muck-a movie about it. And then they did, and everyone was like, fuck
no,
you.
No, fuck off. Well, then they should be learning from their contemporaries.
Nah.
Instead, they're like, yeah, let's just throw 50 mil at it.
So, not excited for Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Nope.
I don't know, like, unless it's like an anthology movie, then I'm like, like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't understand. Why not bring the show back to Netflix and
put it
on there?
I don't care for teenagers anymore.
Yeah, honestly.
They suck ass at acting.
You ever see someone and you're like, can't believe they kept making humans after me?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably me. It's probably the first time you saw me. You're like, Jesus Christ. They call this a 2.0?
What is that?
I'm missing a chromosome, this asshole.
Prototype should have been put in the goddamn disposal.
Yeah, why didn't they fucking put this in the furnace? Star Wars Battlefront 2 Hero Unlock costs reduced following the backlash.
Oh, the backlash of them literally saying, go fuck yourself, play for 40 hours to earn a character.
So you read about this. Or
pay $28 to get, like, a fucking bonus pass bullshit.
So the...
Fuck that.
So the micro... Okay, so what they did is... That 40 hours, it was 40 to 60 hours for Battlefront 2 to unlock Darth Vader and
my God,
Luke Skywalker. And people are like, how do you have that much online time? They're not talking like, oh, I'm in the menu, that counts as time. They're talking about gameplay. So 10 to 15 minute matches equaling out to 40 hours, then you might be able to buy
Darth
Vader.
Which takes 2 hours to get an hour's worth of fucking playthrough, probably.
Right. So you're looking about 80 hours, and that's only for one character.
In front of the fucking screen for that. Some people beat an RPG twice in 80 hours.
Yeah, so what they did was they reduced the cost by 75% of the tokens that taken. So now it's going to take you about 15 hours to get Luke. And actually, they fucking like nerfed all of the levels. So they took them all down, 75% of what they were. That's a huge fucking chunk.
I just kind of feel like they're going to fucking stretch my penis out to $120 to fucking get the full feel for the game. Which makes me depressed, and I might just get fucking off-road mud adventures because it's got realistic mud physics.
Oh wow!
And it's half the price.
So, I mean, in all honesty, Call of Duty is doing that more to you than you probably won't buy the map
packs.
Oh,
I'm not buying any of their shit either.
Yeah, well, fuck! I'm surprised you haven't thrown that game out the window yet.
It does make me hate myself.
That's wild. You like playing War a lot, though.
Only War. That's I don't know if that's a $65 like excitement.
Well, the campaign.
I'm about to do Battle of the Bulge, so that is pretty tight.
Yeah, I mean, pretty tight. I feel that the campaign like in itself was enough for not enough for the $60, but I mean close to it. Like a Dead Space-esque game that only takes 8 hours. That's all Dead Space is, and it was $60.
Yeah, that's good shit.
But it's amazing shit. But I mean, this gives you a lot more stuff to do. And also with a cool campaign for $60.
The cool campaign is cool, but it's almost like everything beyond it is just misery for me. It's cool misery sometimes, but I'm more so spectating my own, like, annihilation nonstop forever.
Yeah.
Unless I'm in war. War's kind of fun. I can do pretty good. And I gain shit, but it's almost like I'm going to gain stuff to get a fucking FG-42 or a fucking BAR, and then
those
I'm
going
to still suck balls with those. Like,
yeah.
Still going to be a piece of shit asshole with no fucking points with those sick guns.
I don't know, man.
Who knows? We'll see. I might not buy Battlefront. That was very fucked up, that fucking price and that fucking push.
What do you mean?
40 hours. Fuck you.
They just cut it down to fucking 10 or to 15.
Fucking, they should eat my fucking... You should my fucking fart nuggets. Then I'll buy it.
All right, I'll let Dice know.
Call Dice.
Hello, Dice.
Call fucking Lucas Tenchin. Tell him.
Lucas doesn't have anything to do with this. It's all Dice.
Dice.
EA's like fucking like, I'm sorry, motherfuckers. But they like, to their, well, not to their credit, because then I read the press release and they're like, you know, we wanted to make gamers really feel achievement when they get these
Suck
things.
Suck it.
I'm like, 40 fucking hours? That's like half a Skyrim.
Dude.
I was already a werewolf, part of a fucking Legion of Blood that was assassins. I was an archmage.
Fighting games get you fucking unlocks every time you beat the game, which is like 10 rounds of fighting.
JK, not anymore, bro. Fucking have you played Mortal Kombat?
No.
Dropped 20 bones on fucking Alien, Predator, Leatherface, and Jason Voorhees.
I don't like the future of gaming right now.
Oh, yeah, it's like pay $60, and then, yo, dude, fucking just wet our palm, maybe you can get a little
bit more. Yeah, it's like $60 to get into the auction hall.
Yeah,
before
kinda.
You have to go fucking, fuck you, go ahead, give me your credit card,
it's
fuck you,
like
bitch.
It's almost like if you went up to, like, McDonald's and was like, I'd like a hamburger, they're like, okay, well, here's two buns. You're like,
yeah.
Well, this looks like a hamburger,
yeah,
they're
here,
like,
give us
yeah,
$5,
for sure.
Here's two buns.
But, yeah, if you pay for that, and then upgrade it to, like, meat or cheese.
Yeah. By
then,
the time you get your burger, $22 burger.
Also,
and it kind of tastes shitty.
But 3 weeks from now, we'll give you lettuce
if you want to wait.
Yeah, well, you'll have to pay for it, but we'll give you lettuce. Like it's in development. We're releasing these hamburgers early. Okay.
Oh,
it's odd.
Fuck.
This pay to play type of thing. Even though you're already spending this $60,
it's what the fuck. They're like, well, that's our development costs. We had to pay 200 people. for like 2 years straight.
But you also know what sucks is that like that shit will never change unless we fucking stand up and revolt with our wallets, people. Stop buying the games.
I mean, you should see fucking... That's why I bought a game like Hellblade. It's a fucking independent production, and it deserves to fucking... it's just so well made for $30, and it feels like as fulfilling as a AAA title. And it's longer than fucking, like, the campaign on Duty, or even... It's almost half as long as fucking, like, The Last of Us, which is, like, one of the greatest $65 games ever.
By the way, I'll be on Battlefront 2 on November 17th. My it's a Pharaoh Tito. It's underscored in the middle of that. November 17th. We'll see you there. Wow. PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Not for Xbox anymore because your boy's in the future with the sick game consoles. Rotten Tomatoes are delaying the reveal of Justice League Score.
Probably because Justice League is like, I'm going to kill you if you do this.
Dude, legit, it's almost like Superman was like, yo, there's an embargo. They put an embargo. Like, you cannot say anything until Thursday, the day before, because people are like, I really want to see how fucking bad they're going to shit on this movie. And it said 15 to 20% of the movie is Whedon's reshoots of fucking, God damn it, Zack Snyder's actual film.
Whoa.
So 15 to 20% of that movie that you're seeing was all reshot by a different director.
At least 15 to 20% might be enjoyable.
I think there's going to be a lot enjoyable about it, but I'm going to say right now Rotten Tomatoes is going to give it a 34%.
I'm calling it in at a 29.
I mean, fucking Batman v Superman, I think, got a 27, like, out the gate. It dropped to, like, a 19, but, yeah, you know. I think that's... Oh, yeah, and the Tremors TV show pilot is done filming. That's some good fucking news. Kevin Bacon's going to be in it, bro.
The Baconsteins coming into fucking... Oh, what's the name of the town? It's called like Sunnyvale or something like that.
Oh, I have no idea. I just remember Graboids.
Harmony or something like that.
Bacon bobbleheads.
Here it's Sunny Valley.
It's a sci-fi production, so it's... I don't know, like... Have you,
with
like...
Bacon?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, leading actor Kevin Bacon. Marked the occasion with a fun social media post, which shows his character in the show in a whole different light. Bacon is reprising his original role of Graboid catcher Val McKee.
Val.
In his rebooted version of the movie franchise for sci-fi, and with principal photography now apparently complete, hopefully a premiere date will soon be announced. I don't know, man. I wish that it would have been a Netflix show just because I own that already and I don't have cable, so I can't watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But... I am excited because I love Tremors, and I feel like now with like how people are aware that it's like dog shit and like we should make fun of it and have a good time, it's going to be good.
It could be cool, like a...
Kind of like a Sharktopus type deal.
Like, yeah, Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh, fucking damn. They nailed that motherfucker. That's insane. I'm so...
I
want to
watch Stand Against Evil, too.
What's that?
It's another show that looks like... It's the Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Plays the main guy, and he's killing like demons that just start coming into the world.
I like that.
And he just like an angry dickhead.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yep.
All right. So do you have any other news? Do you have any other thing you want to talk
Thorn.
About? Thorn, sorry. Thorns. What are you saying over there?
I was just thinking about it.
It's weird when you spout off words.
Shut up, I can do what I want.
Not connected to anything we're talking about.
Doesn't matter.
It's kind of like a...
My people know me.
It's like you just built a hedgehog right in front of my tank.
Jesus. You know I can't do that. I suck ass at building hedgehogs in front of tanks.
If you're playing Call of Duty and you played War, then you'd understand that reference.
What's news? I'm getting more and more tired of, I think, the idea that I work for one customer. I was talking to Dan about this earlier.
Oh.
The idea that if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, or you consider yourself one at heart, then if you work for a company, you have one customer to please. If you don't please that customer can fucking fire you. And so that's what it feels like to work at a company, as opposed to having a business to where then you can fucking create customer base. You can build more customers, impress 99%, 1% leaves. It's not one in one. It's 1 in 1,000, 1 in 2,000. You can grow, and you can fucking... It's more organic, so if one little bit dies, it doesn't kill you. But working for, like, just one customer, one business, and having to impress them and show them growth is depressing.
So do you mean your customer being the place Apple. That employs you?
Yeah. You have to impress your customer. They're your customer. They employ you to
well, they're
give
your-
them benefit. to build for them.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. If you're like a work for hire.
You're in which every job in Ohio is work for hire.
Well, every job everywhere is work for hire.
Duh.
Sir. Unless you're investing, I guess.
You can get contract work. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but it's still work for hire.
Or what is that called? Not work for hire, where you they're free to fire you without cause. What the hell is that called? At will.
Mercenary.
Okay. Pirates.
Ooh, of the Caribbean.
Yeah, here be pirates.
Arrgh, you're fired. Arrgh. Hey, arrgh.
Off the main sail with you.
Oh.
No, just like if you think of it as like that, it kind of gets a little stressful because you're like, well, I only have one customer to impress. That's my company that hired me to do a job.
Do you think you're going to get fucking fired?
No, never, ever. But
then why the fuck do you care about any of this?
Because I wish I had customers that I fucking could impress and all right. I could impress upon.
We'll make the eye tone and fucking start hawking that shit. And you'll have all your customers.
I'm full of ideas. You don't know any ideas I have. You never talk to me.
I do talk to you a lot, and we've talked about this many a times, and I'm like, okay, what do you got? And you're like, I like little pallets. I'm like, all right, well, how do you do anything about it? You're like, I don't know. That's why I can't do anything. I'm like, well, you just dead-ended our conversation.
Well, you make it sound so easy, Mr. fucking nonstop businessman.
Oh, but I'm not trying to be like, I got all the ideas. Have you seen all my ideas? I'm fucking shitting out ideas.
You know, idea is probably the hardest part of something like that.
I understand.
So you're shitting on it.
No, like, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You just did for like a 30-second span.
Oh, God. This is how... All right, when the podcast is off, this
so
is what...
cunty.
This is what it's like. We're smoking cigarettes, freezing our fucking balls off, and he's like, oh, you just say the most cunty things. I'm like, I'm just trying to understand the logic behind it and how you're actually going to make... how you're going to form the...
Wow.
The non-idea into an idea is what I'm saying.
And I'm trying to tell you, I'm just venting to my friend that it's hard to do that part. Once you have a fucking roadmap, then you can fucking go somewhere and you have direction. I'm just like, amorphous, dude. Amorphous. Flubber, dude.
Yeah, for those of you not here, you're just kind of like... It's just moving around all weird, like kind of, I don't know,
like an
slug-like.
Yeah, dude. Like a land slug.
Yeah.
Leaving a trail. Don't put any salt on me.
Please don't. I'm trying to think of ideas.
But I love salt.
I got roadmaps I'm working on.
So that's my local news.
Right on. I understand that whole thing. But I mean, like, even if you have your own company and shit like that, you work for every customer.
That'd be so dope. I guess it's all about, like, the idea of, like, if you succeed, you succeed really big for you. You're not giving, I don't know. It's just like every bit of effort goes towards your own success. That's it, period. Like, there's no middleman. There's no upper echelon. Like, it stops with you.
Well,
so if it kicks ass with you, you fucking fly high.
Don't believe that's true at all, because there are middlemen throughout the entire thing. It's not like you work for yourself. You're buying things from other people. Those companies can change their things. Like, that is a huge thing.
Oh, no, there's some things that I'm thinking about that aren't production like goods. There's other ways.
Are you selling ideas?
Oh, my God. What are you, an inspirational speaker now?
These words aren't going anywhere, motherfucker. They're mine.
I'm going to college campus tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll have to pay for these.
They can't handle me. They're going to need security.
No, how much do you think that cost me? Nothing.
No, I mean, shut the fuck up. There's ways that you could fucking, you can actually just do retail arbitrage or online arbitrage or wholesaling or sourcing. There's a lot of different methods.
What does arbitrage mean?
I think, but I don't know the definition of arbitrage. I think it means...
You can do this. What does that mean? No idea.
No, bitch. It's a term that I think means buying something at a low price from a wholesaler or a fucking retailer and reselling it online in a marketplace setting.
So you get 50 drones that have, like, one of them killed, like, 14 kids at a time, but they have 50 wholesale for, like, $1,000. But you can mark it up to $3,000 and hope that none of your drones kill any kids.
Exactly. Or not drones, just, you know, maybe bottles of soap that are on clearance at Walmart, but online, nobody's selling that brand of soap. And if I buy 50 of them, I could sell them at a fucking 200% markup from
purchase.
So
what, you like knocking on doors?
Oh, what? In the name of... I said Amazon. I'm not...
So you look for items that no one else knows of that are being sold at way low cost, that aren't being sold anywhere else. You buy a bunch of them, then you hop on Amazon and you're the soap man?
I already have an I already have my Amazon seller account.
That's your notes.
That's All right. It's in here, man. It's in here. All righty.
I believe you have an Amazon seller account, but what I'm saying is that, like, how the fuck are people going to know to look for you other than the fact that they're going to try to look for that soap? But why wouldn't they go anywhere else than Amazon to try to find it if it wasn't on there to begin with?
Well, because Amazon is a fucking juggernaut. But and also, if you can't find something in a store anymore, so a lot of the people like to go to Amazon after a fucking, like, say a fucking fragrance of detergent you like, but they discontinued. Someone always buys the back stock of that shit when box sellers stop selling it.
Yeah.
Those sellers then have that shit on Amazon all the time.
And they up the fucking price insanely. You know what I do? I fucking piss right on my phone, throw it in the trash where it belongs, and buy other detergent.
Then you go to Amazon, you get yourself a new phone.
No, I would fucking be like Apple. I don't know what happened, but this thing's covered in piss, and I need a new one.
Piss ridden.
It's got to be under warranty. You got pee coverage?
Yeah, dude. And then I can go to fucking stores and I can scan stuff. Like, scan my face. Hey, how much is he worth? Zero.
Yeah, and it literally just went. Your phone died.
Yeah. It's just there's a lot of avenues, bro. I'm just saying, like, I think that's my future.
Okay.
And I've been listening to a lot of pretty cool podcasts about, like, dudes who are making fucking, like, hella fucking money for, they're, like, at 15 hours a week at, like, $400 investment. Like, really, really simple shit. Just, you have to hustle it for 6 months and stick with it.
Yeah.
And then it just starts fucking growing like a virus.
Snowballs, yeah.
I like it.
All right, right on, man.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just be crying in 6 months.
Hey, man, if you find a $400 investment, I will give you $100 as long as you give me a quarter or whatever the fuck you make. If you don't, get ready for your iPhone to get pissed on.
Wow. Well, it's water resistant. It's a 7 Plus.
Oh, dang. Thank God you work for Apple. All right, so do you want to hop into genre 5?
Sure.
Or do you have any other news?
No, that's about it.
All right, Tony Arbitrage. All right, so we're doing musicians turned actors, which I cannot give credit to either Dwayne Duke or Chance Freeman who said this. I think it was Chance.
It was.
We appreciate it. Dwayne will be doing one of yours soon, I promise. But musicians turned actors, give me your first one, Tony.
Okay.
Wait, we did a genre 5.
My first one.
Do you want to hear about my new soap?
My first one is Jared Leto.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, dude.
Musicians turned actors.
Yeah. He was in 30 Seconds to Mars before he was an actor.
Before. He never acted before he was in 30 Seconds to Mars.
I don't think so, dude.
Did you check?
Dude, I don't know.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me go to my Safari and debunk Tony real quick.
And debunk Tony.
Because I'm almost positive.
His first movie, he was 6 or something.
30 Seconds to Mars. There we go.
That is amazing. He was acting in 93.
When did 30 Seconds to Mars
They were from the 80s?
Ah, yeah.
They played with fucking the Pixies?
Mm-hmm. They did, yeah. They opened for Nirvana, it turns out. That's weird. I
guess they really didn't look at him as an actor until, like, the late 90s.
Jeez. All right, so...
years
active, 1998 to present.
Yeah, they don't even call it into question before 98. You see what I'm saying?
And when did Jared Leto start acting, Tony?
What? That was when 30 Seconds to Mars started?
1998, yeah.
93, I think he started acting?
All right, so actor turned musician, which will be next week's. Thank you.
I have another one.
All right, cool. Hit me.
Ooh. Hmm.
Just do it well, bud.
Let me see.
You got one job.
Let me see. You're going to hate me for this because I just thought of something, but right. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he's on mine.
Yeah, he was in the fucking Disney shit before. Oops.
But that's
Disney acting. Acting at the Disney with the kids.
Hold on.
Disney shits.
Okay, if you want to go that route, I guess.
I was just saying, that was what you said about my last one, and so I burned you on this one.
Jared Leto wasn't fucking 5 in 1993.
How old was he?
Oh, God, let me look up his birthday. Oh, son of a bitch.
Wake him up.
I am. Is it 2 R's?
Nope. What Jared has 2 R's?
I don't know. Cool one.
Fuck.
Well,
Gerard.
Gerard. I thought it was also with a no. All right, so let's just say this. In 2000, guess what fucking movie you love came out?
What?
Requiem for a Goddamn Dream. And I can't believe you just looked a hair over six.
Yeah.
Oh, you're...
He aged a lot in his early teens.
That's true, yeah. I forgot. I always forget that. All right, hang on a second. So all the way back to 93, played Rick Aiken.
I told you it was ID3, stupid.
Yeah.
Rep, moving on.
He was in Switchback in 97.
I told you these things, you stoop ass.
He's in Basil, Urban Legend. That's when the band started. No one gave a fuck about him. Didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Now, Justin Timberlake, though, was definitely known for not the fucking Mickey Mouse Club, but NSYNC, sir.
Backstreet's back.
That's the one.
Nailed it.
Last week I was talking to myself. This week I'm talking to a fucking inbred idiot.
Who was talking to himself last week? Oh my gosh, I was a fucking rock star last week.
Like the opposite, like a cock star.
I listened
star.
To that.
No offense, Dwayne.
I listened to that.
You listened back to that episode?
Fantastic on my part.
Oh, can't wait to hear Paul talk.
Fantastic on my part.
47 meters down. Don't watch it. Anyways, like that's literally all it was. I wasn't
Don't
even giving,
watch it.
I wasn't even giving deep impact reviews. Like I was just like, the
you didn't
shallows.
Care. Because if I'm not there holding the boat together, it's like everyone's drowning.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, if you weren't here, I would fucking run this shit.
You plug the holes.
It would be the craziest awesome monologue.
For you?
If you weren't here. I'd kill it.
All right, go ahead.
No, I don't want to do it right now because it feels weird because you are in the room, actually.
Just close your eyes.
All right, I can't read my notes right now with my eyes closed, but because I'm such a fucking professional, I already know what my fucking next one is. My next one on the list is Common because he was in John Wick 2, which is the shit because he does a bunch of fucking sweet CQC. That means close quarters combat. And he was also in Hell on Wheels, which was a really good series.
Can we go back to Justin Timberlake?
What?
Who are you?
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. I was doing so fucking phenomenal by myself.
CQC. Justin Timberlake.
You were
though.
So jealous. I was doing so good over here. You had to come back.
No, honestly, I wanted to go back to Justin Timberlake because we didn't talk about him. Would you like him in?
In Time.
Fuck yourself. Alpha Dog. Come on. He was.
Oh, I had
that
written too. In Time Alpha Dog. Dumbass.
Alpha In Time Dog. Liked them both so much.
You never watched In Time, did you?
Yeah, I did. That's where they have the fucking time on their fucking arms.
No time but what we make.
Oh, yeah. Because mm-hmm. they have, just like you, they got to fucking work to have more time to live. But they all look young and awesome.
They die young, yeah. His mom was hot.
Did you really like In Time?
Yeah.
It was like, what would you give it right now?
I'd give it fucking six.
Five, for sure.
Nah.
No, it's cool until like the end, and you're like,
"Oh, the end is a total corny fucking shit story where everyone's like, give me the fucking time boxes and give them to the world. Hey, everyone's got time.
Everybody needs some time.
Take some time.
Yeah, time.
Oh, dude, give me a little time. Just 2 minutes.
Time heals all wounds. No one can see it, but he's doing the crack itch. Oh, God, give me some time.
Give me a little time on the street. Suck a dick for time.
I loved you in the Mickey Mouse Club. Give me some time. Sound like fucking Goldwith.
What?
Bobcat.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Isn't that his name, Bobcat Goldworth?
Bobcat Goldworth or something like that?
With, I think, yeah.
Goldworth Blake?
American
something.
Continue. He was, okay. My next one is Dwight Yoakam.
Don't know who
my
that
bad.
Is.
My bad. Dwight Yoakam? I don't know how to say his last
no
name.
No idea who that is.
He was a country artist, but he was, did you ever see The Panic Room?
Panic Room?
Yeah, with your boy that was your fucking favorite.
Jared
actor.
Leto?
Yeah. Well, Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam. He played not the black guy and not Jared Leto. He was the other burglar.
Oh, the crazy one.
Yeah, and he was also in Under the Dome, and he was really rad in that. And he sings in Under the Dome, and it is fucking... That dude's got a great voice, but he's super ugly looking, so no one liked him as a country singer.
See, that's weird. I like ugly singers, dude. Tom Waits, Joe Cocker.
Tom Waits, also a musician turned
mm-hmm.
actor.
Mm-hmm. Not that good of one, but...
I loved him in Coffee and Cigarettes.
Just move on. It wasn't an acting part. They were literally telling actual stories from their lives in front of coffee.
And in front of cameras, which sounds like acting to me, Tone. Okay, so yeah, Dwight Yoakam.
Yoakam.
Look him up. If you haven't seen Panic Room, it's great. Jodie Foster.
Okay.
Who's that other guy with the fucking bad eye?
What? Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, my boy Whitaker.
Yeah, Big Wit.
Yep. Call him F-Dub.
Oh, my God.
Because he got that effed up eye.
Yeah. you make yourself so happy.
You laugh too.
I smiled a bit.
Now you're like,
hey, man.
That's what you do when you're fucking watching your dumb YouTube videos where you're eating oatmeal in the morning.
Lower your shield. Why you shit on me?
What?
Lower your shield. Why you shitting on me?
Sorry.
You ain't got to be so fucking harsh. I'm an empathetic dude.
He misspoke douche. Go ahead.
Got a big, thick heart.
Yeah. It'll be the death of you.
I just want to rip your remaining hair out and just beat you to death.
Oh, dang. Well, it looks bad now. Hang on. Let me comb this over.
Yeah, perfect now.
Looks nice.
God damn it. Okay, is it my turn or yours?
I did Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, yeah.
He had a huge dick.
I said Mark Wahlberg.
Nice, Marky Mark. Yeah.
Because he was in The Big Hit and Departed.
And his boy was in fucking, his brother was in New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, they were, dude. It was a real family affair.
Yes. My next one is Mos Def.
Oh, yeah. He was in Be Kind Rewind.
Yep, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And fucking Italian Job with your boy Marky Mark.
They work together.
Yeah, I like Mos Def. I think it's weird. Like, when I was thinking about the roles of the people that were musicians that are now actors that are playing, it's only like one that I like.
Yeah, well, that's all you're gonna get.
Yeah, I mean, like, I won't go to my next one, but yeah, Mos Def. I love him in Hitchhiker's Guide. Like, he's really fun to watch. Honestly, in Beacon Rewind, I don't mind him at all either, and he's okay in fucking. Italian Job. He's also
what about
like
12 Blocks with Bruce Willis?
16, I believe. 16 Blocks.
What?
Sorry, who are you?
So 18 Blocks?
Yeah. They subtract the 2 that you put in the 12, and you get 16
all the blocks.
Yep.
All the blocks.
Was it 16 Blocks?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My last one is...
How'd you get your last one?
I pushed through.
I have 3 left.
Very fast. I'm very powerful.
You're missing a huge one.
No, I'm not. Yeah, and right. I'm not going to guess. I know who you're going to say, and I'm not guessing it.
Who?
You're going to say fucking Will Smith.
7 pounds, motherfucker.
Okay. I said my last one was Courtney Love.
If it's Eternal Sunshine.
That's not Courtney Love. That's
Kate Winslet.
Nope. Thinking more like... Man on the Moon, People versus
Man on
Larry
the Moon, my
Flint.
Bad. My bad. That's why I got that confused. It was because of fucking Jim Carrey and Man on the Moon.
Basquiat.
I was like, wasn't she in The Mask?
Sid Nancy. She's good at acting when she acts.
She's good at drugs when she drugs.
I don't care.
All right. Yeah, you
same thing. Yeah.
You don't like Will Smith?
I fucking love Philip Seymour Hoffman. He drugs too much.
Well, drugged. Past that.
Plural. I know.
No, he's dead as hell. that guy was like, I'm gonna do as much fucking heroin as I used
do
to.
Do you judge his movie performances?
On his drugs?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't think so. So shut up.
Dang, yeah, I just proved myself wrong with one fucking...
One person really killed your entire little thing.
But you don't like Will Smith?
I do enjoy Will Smith sometimes, but it's very overdone. Like, I get it. Welcome to Earth. Like, I get
it. Welcome to Earth. No, dude, fuck you.
Fresh Prince.
7 pounds is awesome.
I've never seen that.
You're kidding me.
What's it about? Meat?
Yeah. But technically, it is.
7 pounds of flesh. Like, that's what I need.
It is 7 pounds of flesh. I don't know. I think you should watch it, and I don't want to describe it because I don't think if you know what it's about, like I did, and I was like, oh, I like Will Smith. He was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'll buy this movie for $3 because
I'm Will Smith. After Earth.
No, hold. He's done bad shit. I get it.
Okay,
I get it.
All right.
Yeah. Fucking even Independence Day isn't that great of acting. It's a cool movie, but
no, he doesn't really act for anything.
Men in Black, not good. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Has his moments though, but yeah, Pursuit of Happiness, that golfing movie that he's in.
Mm.
Something about
Bagger Vance.
Yeah. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
Or Bagger Capes. I don't know what
it was
called.
There's one sad scene in I Am Legend when he's like, please talk to me.
Oh, there's a way more sad scene when you
I'm not getting into that one. I don't want to think about it.
Breaks that dog.
Okay, man.
Sorry, is that the part you were talking about?
No, I was talking about the part where he fucking like cooks eggs.
Oh yeah,
dickhead.
No, the sad one. Like, why won't this mannequin talk to me? God.
No, when he fucking impersonates Shrek. I hate you. Don't bring up dead dogs.
Yeah, it's sensitive.
Friend dogs that turn to zombies.
All right. In my last one, it was a toss up. I'm not sure which one to go, but I'm going to take your fucking vote, Tone. Ready?
What?
All right. And I'm going to give you the characters, too, that I liked. We got Bob Has Bitch Tits from Fight Club, Meatloaf. And we have David Bowie. But I'm not taking the Labyrinth, David Bowie. I'm taking fucking, Tesla.
Oh, yeah, David Bowie.
For sure. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dope in that. All right, well, that's
what you want. What you want is not impossible. It is just expensive.
Dude, fucking...
It will take time.
I mean, anytime I can just reference The Prestige and be like, hey, if you haven't seen it, just stop.
Just go watch The fucking Prestige.
Fucking dickhead, it's so good.
Don't be such a dick.
But yeah, no, I really do like Meatloaf too, though. He was good in Fight Club and in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Anywho, let's hop into weekly recommendations. I watched the original Thor, Tony.
Yeah.
And man, I don't know, dude. I was moved.
Moved to get a snack, moved to the restroom.
I might have been the perfect amount, like stoned and drunk.
Yeah.
God, if my mom's listening to this. The other day I was at dinner and she was like, I listened to one of your podcasts with Tony and it's just awesome that you guys bicker and it's all funny and stuff. And I was like, man, I opened an episode like, welcome to I Can't Read. Like coughing my fucking dick off. And she's just like, even that sentence right there, I'm sorry, Norm, I love you.
Oh, boy. All
right, anyways. So I just might have been the right amount fucked up to really enjoy that movie, though. Like, I don't know.
All
right. There's a scene.
I don't put it past you to love that movie.
Yeah. Well, no, I did not like the Thor movies at all. But I rewatched the first one. And when he's like drinking coffee and he slams on the ground, he's like, another, like just dumb shit like that. Like Chris Hemsworth, like, works that role well.
Yeah, he is a good, arrogant god.
I fucking can't stand Natalie Portman still.
Hell, that was a rough role for all three of those little side characters.
Yeah, what's the
Skarsgård?
Skarsgård's mad. I'm cool with him. Not like
he's a great actor.
He's a great.
Just
no,
happens to be in that movie.
I'm just saying, like, he's not like amazing or anything. Like he just,
oh no,
he fits in it. It's fine.
No,
Helmsworth is like the one that you're like, fuck yeah, that rocks. And then who is the black haired girl?
Kat Dennings.
Yeah, Kat Dennings, and she's
I like
okay.
Her top area.
Yeah, her boobs. I get it. Jeez. I like her top area. You know,
she has a cool YouTube channel
where like her nipples lie. But yeah, no, there's a scene with Anthony Hopkins and Thor and Loki, and like Loki and Anthony Hopkins have a really good parlay between each other. Like it's like probably like one of the most acted scenes in Marvel.
Yeah.
And same with Thor and him too. But there's this one part where Anthony Hopkins just goes, aah! And like fucking, because like Loki's like, hey, what about, and he just, like, he doesn't say any word. He just fucking like guttural screams at him.
And you,
odd choice for the AH.
Oh, I thought you were like, you
and
really
that's
liked
what sold
that.
Me. No, there was a good fight between both of them. And like, yeah, that movie's like actually really enjoyable and very charming. I give it 7 Deep Impacts, which normally I probably would have given it a 5 because I was so underwhelmed by that movie when I first saw it.
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay. I watched...
That's all I watched.
Split.
Yeah. Did we go into this last week?
I don't know.
I think we did, but go ahead.
Whatever. Split's awesome. Go see it. I give it a fucking 9 out of 10. That movie's fucking fantastic.
That movie is really good. Like, that's a fucking, like, triumph for M. Night because, man, everyone fucking wanted to piss in that dude's eyes.
Yeah, they're like, you are just the worst, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, give me a sec. Let me see what I can do with fucking James McAvoy to really blow your fucking minds.
McAvoy fucking carries that movie on his back.
Oh, it's incredible.
And it's so good, yeah.
So creepy,
and
so
tight.
And
honestly, the fucking teenagers whom you hate aren't bad in it.
Those I hated. Dude, it was almost like, it's almost like watching like Super 8. Those are fucking kids I can tolerate. Stranger Things, kids I can tolerate.
No, I was kidding. I was going back to your comment about you hating.
Yeah, but I'm saying there are fucking outliers. This movie is filled with three outliers. Same thing with fucking like, I liked Adventureland for the fucking teens that were in that.
I need to rewatch
that. They worked pretty well.
I remember being like, oh, these just sound like emo bitches.
Well, probably they were them. Funny because Woody Harrelson hated them, which was good.
Yeah.
It was meant to be annoying to him, which it was to me.
Wait, Woody Harrelson was in Adventureland and Zombieland?
I think it's Zombieland.
Okay, Adventureland was the one where they had the amusement park.
Oh, I don't like Adventureland.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, I feel like that movie
fucking blew. I meant Zombieland.
But I was going to give it another chance because I love you.
Nah, and fucking, what's-his-face is in it, the Green Lantern. And Ryan he's Reynolds. Not really that fun in it.
The Green Lantern. One of your favorite movies is Just Friends. You're like, the Green Lantern. I hate that movie. I hate him and Green Lantern.
You know, Blade Trinity, that guy.
Well, nice. Also, Bill from fucking Freaks and Geeks is in that. And Kristen Stewart?
She's the main chick.
Yeah, that sucks.
To the main dude.
I think that's why that movie was bad.
Yeah, no, she's shitty.
And everyone was super emo and like shitty in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I own that.
Including Jesse Eisenberg.
That would make a lot of sense. Are you? Yeah, he wasn't that okay.
He was the main guy, I think. God, if he's not, it's a Michael Cera. Who knows?
Yeah, they all look the same
fuck
to me.
Me, I don't know.
All these goddamn white people and their problems. They're shitty fucking...
white little Jewish kids. I can't keep them all straight.
Just non-problem having motherfuckers.
Just fun pieces of shit.
Oh, man, the girl doesn't like me. I finished.
Cry over my emo songs.
I finished Big Mouth.
Oh yeah,
I fucking love that show. That show is great.
Very funny.
Awesome recommendation on your part, my sir. I will give it 8.5 Deep Impacts. That show is brutally funny, and actually one of those comedies that you can watch back to back to back to back. Decent style storyline, and there's actually like a moving storyline throughout the entire thing. I really enjoyed it.
Fucking yeah, dude. My next
what'd you give fucking Adventureland or whatever the fuck you watched that you're just referencing that we forget about talking right now?
What?
Oh, we were talking about Split before and you gave it a fucking 9.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, go ahead.
Yeah. The next four I'm gonna talk about are also like what?
It sounded like you said the next four.
Well, I have four more on my list.
Hey.
Yeah, right. Is right, baby. You want it, you got it, baby. Four loads.
Oh, man.
Four loads of review in your eyes.
All right, everyone, put on your fucking ponchos.
Ponchos and goggles.
Yeah, because he's coming hard.
How much more have you seen?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, you're coming at me for four?
Oh, no, I thought you meant like the next four that I'm about to talk about right now without you saying anything.
No, I'm just kind of announcing I got four left.
Here's
but
my
they're
next
all awesome.
Fucking tonalogue about to happen.
No, I just meant there's four more and they're all awesome. I know five, you just said.
No. I'm gonna talk about how awesome they were. One, two of awesome out of five.
All right, well, get your shit out of the way first.
Okay, I watched The Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Still love it. But honestly, it's just great.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, I feel like now, like with the rewatching it and like how much shit has come after it, like a 7.
Right on.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'll bump it up to an 8 because I do love that movie a lot.
Give it a 6.5.
It's a lot of. Son of a bitch.
You mother.
Zumba Just Desserts.
All right.
Now, you have been into cooking shows before.
Yeah.
You also like game shows.
A bit.
Do you like Australians?
Immensely.
Okay, so there's this Australian dessert show that's a competition.
Yeah.
Called Zumbo's.
Watch that by yourself?
Just Desserts. No, Josie was real into it. I watched it with her.
Called that.
Yeah. Well, but honestly.
Called that.
No, remember like Sword Maker?
Yeah, dude.
Sick as fuck, right?
Forged in fire.
Yeah, or like forged in steel. Fucking, and do you remember that Ink show with Dave Navarro?
Inked?
I think it was called Inked, yeah. But it was like I-N-K apostrophe D.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
But you like art and stuff like that. You'd watch that show if it was just, the
Iron Chef?
They're nothing shows.
Well, yeah.
It's something to put on, and you're just like, that's kind of cool that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Now, imagine that with desserts. Oh, man, I was trying to sell that without laughing.
I get it. Yeah. No, I get what you're getting at.
It's super fucking...
You don't even like sweets, so...
I don't at all, but I like to see what people come up with. They're like, I made a cheesecake within a fucking sponge cake, and then I fucking, like, put all this bullshit on it, and fucking they were like, whoa, this is pretty good. Look, I was like, damn.
Bullshit.
I'm all for you, Brogan, or whatever her name was.
The one of those scripted shit shows that I do like is Face Off, where they paint people like monsters.
Do you think that this fucking reality bullshit's scripted?
Yeah.
Like, it's all planned out beforehand, right?
Yeah?
Because Josie told me the ending of it, and I called her, and I was like, bullshit. So the pretty one loses right at the end, and the fucking fat one that fucking, like, no one liked but was a good cook but couldn't plate anything right, it looked bad, she wins, and I was like, yeah, I was like, that show's fucked. Fuck them.
You wanted the pretty girl that doesn't cook as well to win?
No, she cooked great. She was the favorite of the judges the entire time.
But then what happened?
The fucking underdog comes up from the fucking back of it, and they're like, oh my god, it's a fucking miracle. It's the
eye of the tiger.
It's the cream of the
cooking a cake.
Yep. Rising up like the flower in her pan.
No more. We don't need another verse. Everyone gets it now. Yeah. We both contributed. Mm-hmm. We're both really, really good at singing.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't trying to hit the notes, dude.
Yeah, you were.
I'll fucking auto-tune the shit out of that.
Yeah,
later.
you were trying to hit the notes. You just failed.
Okay, thanks, man. Anyway, so yeah, Zumbo's Just Desserts. I give it a 3 out of 5 now that I know it's fake. Yeah. Fuck them for messing with my emotions.
Pretty fake. Pretty fake.
Yeah, like Allie, like halfway through the season's like, I just can't handle this. It's pressure. And she was like the best cook of them all. Or baker,
what
whatever the
dickhead.
Fuck.
What a dickhead.
I don't understand what to call him.
Well, they had to write her off the fucking show.
Oh, I gotta kill through another one. Ghostbusters, the new one, 2016.
Already.
There's a lot of funny parts in that. I love Chris Hemsworth in it. He's great. I watched a lot of Chris Hemsworth this week. Because I also got Thor Ragnarok. We'll get to that.
Jesus. Didn't even invite me.
Oh. You wanted to see that?
Hmm. Continue.
So anyways, Ghostbusters. What did you think of the new Ghostbusters?
I didn't like it much now.
The new Ghostbusters?
Yep.
I feel like anything I say right now, you're not going to like much.
It won't be good for you.
Okay. I give the new Ghostbusters like a 6, and I'm comparing that to like the 9 that the original Ghostbusters
right
was.
On.
All right. Go ahead, Tom. Why are you mad that I didn't invite you in the movie?
Oh, this is a thing, isn't it, now?
Well, you made it a thing, weirdo.
You broke my heart, you weirdo.
How did I break your heart?
Didn't give
Wanna
me
go
even
see
a
Justice League?
You didn't give me even a text.
Yeah, you're at work.
Was it romantic?
Yeah, I went and saw it with Josie, yeah.
That was not romantic.
Why?
What'd you guys do to each other?
Fucking finger blasted.
What?
My asshole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What? That smelled probably so bad for everyone.
Yeah.
Listen, when did you go see it, you dirty bitch?
Oh.
Can't call it, really.
Sunday. 2:35.
Sunday, huh? Wide open Sunday.
You were not off.
Off all day.
Bullshit.
I was at work till 7.
Yeah, no shit, asshole. All
right. The next movie I saw was...
Oh, fuck yourself.
I could care less. I like seeing movies alone anyways. You know,
I
get them
do.
For free, so fuck you.
Yeah, like, you're like, I'll pay half price, but I got to sit a row away from you. I'm like, well,
I don't
want
to sit right next to you for no reason. What, you going to finger blast my butthole? No.
No, mine's the only butthole that gets finger blasted at movies, dude. I just told you that.
Well, I don't want to do anything with my hands.
Oh.
I'm a craftsman.
Do you have like a back scratcher?
I'll just give you a fucking bag of marbles. You can go to town.
Yeah, you just fucking flop a dildo on the floor. It's like, I'm just like, all right, thanks. So,
just tuck it on the seat. Have at it, you little rodent.
Can you put it in a popcorn? I like to find it.
Okay, well, that's nice. All right, let's get back to the fucking movie. Next one I saw is Arrival. I watched it again. Very sad ending.
Arrival's very amazing.
Heptopods, very cool aliens.
I love it.
It's great.
Arrival is the
I give it 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not the most suspenseful thing on earth, but very, very well written. Very pretty. Very sad.
Oh, it's insanely beautiful. But yeah, no, I would give that movie like an 8.5. Boom.
Okay, you went up to me, man.
Fuck yeah, I did. All right, good.
What, don't you have more?
I have two more, yeah.
All right, next on my list is a movie called Free Fire.
Ah, I love Free Fire.
You've never seen it.
Sure haven't.
But you should. We've watched a preview for it. It's got Brie Larson. It's got Sholto Copley. It's got...
Sorry, what was that second one?
Sholto Copley, the dude from District 9.
Oh, Chappie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Chappie.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Sholto Copley?
Sholto Copley. It's like S-H-A-L-T-L-O. Sholto. Yeah.
Sholto Copley.
Yes.
Man, I wish we had cool names.
Yep. He's South African. He's amazing.
Yeah. Did you just do that in an accent? South African.
Nope, didn't. You just heard one.
Sholto Copley.
Oh, that's not... All right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a racist.
It's called Free Fire. Yeah. It's set in the 70s. Cillian Murphy's also in it.
I love Cillian Murphy.
Well, gee whiz, it's fucking... You can watch it now.
You ever see him in Batman Begins? I'm sorry.
Fuck off. You said 28 Days Later wrong.
Oh, dude, no. Peaky Blinders. He's fucking immaculate.
No. Sunshine? 28 Days Later.
Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not like we're competing.
Well, I'm just letting you know that I've seen good... Red Eye?
You should go see him in this.
All right. Is it in theaters?
No, it's on fucking... Yeah, I gotta swallow my spit. Yep. It's on Amazon Video, bro.
That's why I have this.
It's brand new release.
All right, cool, man. I'll check it out.
It's violent as fuck. It's hilarious.
Free Fire. I like Cillian Murphy a lot. Peaky Blinders is one of my favorite fucking shows ever.
I think you're really gonna love it. It's like Reservoir Dogs, but... like a Guy Ritchie film.
Ooh.
Funny as shit, but it's also like One Room.
All right.
And violent fucking firefights the whole time.
Yeah, so The Hateful Eight.
A Hateful like 15, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's tons of people.
Okay.
Awesome movie. I give you a 9 out of 10. That was a blast.
All right.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, man. You heard it here first with this pun.
Next movie on my list is The Departed.
Oh, you still liked it?
Go fuck yourself.
Fair.
How's it going, you hoses? Fuck yourself. Dude, that movie's so dope in every way.
Yeah, The Departed is
what
incredible.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's so tight. It's everything that fucking Mark Wahlberg does in that film is perfect.
It's
everything.
And Jack Nicholson. And fucking Leo, dude. Like, I mean, like, fucking... Ah, man. Fucking. I'm saying fucking so much.
Well, because you're thinking of Scorsese's films.
Well, yeah. Departed, though, I mean, like, that's one of those movies that you watch and you're just like, damn, like, that's just such a good movie. I think we're so overwhelmed with so much bullshit that, like, we forget that, like, there's, like, perfect things that exist.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah.
That like, sounded like the beginning of Batman v Superman.
It's just... perfect.
Perfect things.
Perfect things.
Do you remember that when he's talking about like his parents and shit like that? It's actually a really beautiful moment, but Zack Snyder just shits all over it. It's so weird.
It's all over it.
You watch that and you're like, this is so operatic and awesome, but goddamn, for some reason this sucks. It's such a good, like, he had such good motives. So bad for the dude.
He's crapped everywhere.
Yeah.
I like that movie. Everyone makes fun of me for it.
Departed?
No. Fucking Batman v Super.
Yeah, honestly.
I like Zod. I like Michael Shannon as Zod. I like the tone of it, even though no one likes the tone. I think it's fucking like evil.
Let's rewind. That's Man of Steel.
Oh, that's one I like. Fuck the other one.
Yeah,
that one not so much. Yeah, I like Man of Steel a lot.
Martha?
Just say it.
Yeah, fucking someone.
Why don't you say that?
Mike Calhoun just.
Don't say that.
Snapping his phone in half. We already went over this. Asshole.
Martha.
That's a callback from like fucking 19 episodes ago.
Yeah.
But he did that to me on Twitter. He said, asshole. When I was talking about, it was like Juniper or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're like Jupiter, Juniper, and someone's in the back of the class, asshole. Anyways, go ahead. Departed.
I can't get enough of that film.
Yeah.
I never have been able to get enough of it. Every theme, like the fucking rats taking over the city and the fucking gangs and like how an Irishman in Boston perceives a fucking Italian man in fucking Providence, Rhode Island. Like,
yeah, totally.
So badass. Like, that shit is so violent, so raw. And every single, like, it's so rare to see that every single, from Frenchie, the fucking, like, muscle, to the main characters, all just, like, killing their performances.
Yeah.
Destroying them.
It's an ensemble movie that, like, everyone destroys.
Vera Farmiga, when he's, like, Oh, dude, there's a part when he's in her office and he is just like, she's like, why don't you just be honest? He's like, I want Valium. She's like, oh, fuck off. You'd have better luck if you lied. And he's like, I just told you something fucking true and you're going to just throw me away? Why don't you give me a bottle of scotch and a fucking handgun so I can blow my fucking brains out? What if that was a legitimate threat? Then she goes and gives him a prescription.
Yeah.
She's like, he's like, 20 lorazepam. Is that enough to kill yourself? He's like, yeah, it might work.
It's good shit, man.
Like, great fucking film.
Like I said, like it's just one of those movies that comes along and you just watch and you're just mesmerized. You're never bored. You never look at your fucking phone. That's a huge thing for me. Do you ever like kind of like look at that aspect of things?
Like, oh, yeah, because that's a big fucking indicator.
You're a fucking phoner. Like you get on it and you're just there.
I don't care. And I it's hard to even get me back if I don't care.
Yeah. If there's like a point that you're just like, oh my fucking God, I don't give a shit anymore.
I also don't think being as far away from the TV as I am when I'm in the chair a lot is good for me watching films.
Huh.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, I think that I sit close in my room, I sit close on the couch. I'm not even that far away if I'm at like my dad's house watching TV. I think it makes me disinterested a little bit.
Yeah, I guess like I'm trying
it's
to
a little
of,
more quiet.
I'm thinking of the times that like I see you on your phone a lot and it is usually in that fucking chair.
Yeah.
But it's also usually like during something either you don't give a fuck about or that like you've seen before.
Bingo.
So maybe that's it too. But yeah, I judge that a lot. Like if I'm watching a new movie and I'm like, ah, I'll sit on my phone, I don't give a fuck. Like that's a huge thing for me. What's up?
Just looking.
Okay. That's a huge thing for me that I'm like, this is a red flag for this red fucking flag. All right. So I went and saw Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Without me. Yeah.
Yep. Continue. Betrayed a friendship and had a blast. Let me tell you. Goddamn.
Was it a real fucking zing banger?
I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I'm just waiting to fuck you over one more time. No,
don't let me know till it's over.
Yeah. I'm like, Tony just got out of Thor Ragnarok. Got it rocked without you.
Time by myself.
I think it might have been better. No, I was with someone else. It was so enjoyable. We sat next to each other and she touched my butt. No. Thor Ragnarok, though, dude. I think that you'll like it a lot. They are heavy on the fucking humor in this movie. Way more than any Thor.
Yeah, I heard they let him improv the shit out of a lot of it.
Oh, there's a part at the beginning. I don't know. The beginning, like, okay. It's weird because they're fucking superheroes and shit like that. Like, should they be quippy? Should they be this way? Like, are they trying to make Thor more like Iron Man? They're trying to make Thor more like Spider-Man or Ant-Man. Like, that fastness. Like, he's a Norse god. Like,
yeah.
So, it was kind of odd at the beginning, but it works throughout the film. And not only that, like I think back like to the older movies, like in the Avengers and Avengers 2 and Thor, not so much Dark World because, you know, motherfuck that one. But yeah, Thor Ragnarok is a fucking blast. Mark Ruffalo is fantastic in it. Fucking Natalie Portman is nowhere near it, so that's great.
Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum's fucking awesome. Like, there's a lot of really good chemistry throughout the movie. Like I said, some of it felt a little bit forced, but not bad. I would say it's like a fucking 7.5, 8.
Okay.
It's a solid fucking flick.
Is Hela cool?
Sorry?
Like, Hela?
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Goddess of Death?
Yeah, Lady Death, yes.
Hela?
I think it's Hela.
Hela?
Yeah, I believe she says her name.
I'm just extra Greek, sorry.
That's my bad. I didn't see that gyro in your hand.
It's a gyro. It's a gyro. I got a gyro and some tirtot.
Oh, man, I'm just leaking feta cheese right now out of my eyes. Does anyone want a grape wrap?
Take a little cucumber sauce on my wounds.
Yeah, we got some tzatziki in here. God damn it. It's Hela.
That's fun.
But yeah, it's a blast of a movie. It's not as the buddy cop movie you thought it was going to be between him and Thor, Hulk and Thor, but it is close to that. It's fun. Do you have one more
team
movie?
Up, dude.
Yeah, and they don't like each other at first. What do you know?
Oh, shocking. They're not going to be bros right off the bat.
But they explain all of that, and oh man, there's a recurring joke in the movie that is really fucking well done. Like, executed well by Chris, especially. But throughout the movie, like, played well beat by beat. Like, it's weird that they feel more like comedy movie. It felt more like a Guardians movie.
I like Guardians more for the most part.
And not only that, fucking Jesus Christ, they were trying to jam the 80s right up your asshole through that entire flick. It's just like Stranger Things, like,
yeah,
the whole time. Everything was synth.
Wow.
And then like, like that whole thing. That was the only rock song.
Is a Immigration Song by Led Zeppelin?
Is that it?
I think so.
What I was just doing? Yeah, that was the only one that they showed in the movie. That was the only one in the trailer, too. So they were like, we got one big song we're going to pay for, and then fuck y'all, we're going to write synth.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So it's very enjoyable. Like I said, go see it. And go see it in theaters, because it's fucking a spectacle.
Go see it, dude.
Yeah,
okay?
Get out of your fucking chairs, asshole. You got one more movie?
Yeah, dude. Right, I so got a movie that I'm 3/4 of the way through, but I'm not going to save it till next time, because I know where it's going.
Yeah.
But it is a blast.
Mm.
Lego Batman.
Oh, fucking God damn it. I told you my favorite line from that movie.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them like that. So funny.
The
kids can be cruel.
Yeah. The My name is Richard Grayson, but kids call me Dick. Kids can be cruel. That was
He's like, oh, I'm just too buff to get through there.
Oh, that was that was in some fucking bullshit fucking like top 10 things said in children's movies that shouldn't have been said.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, whatever.
I was like, fuck off. Fuck you forever.
Dude, especially when there's like sultans with fucking hard-ons and Aladdin and shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah, look at bad guys with swords.
Yeah, Farquaad literally gets like a boner thinking about the princess in Shrek. He's like, I have to go take care of something or something like that in his bed.
I don't know.
So, fuck them. Dude, that movie was so fun.
Dude,
so
Lego
fun.
Batman is a blast. Where are you watching it on?
Amazon.
That's on Prime.
I tell you, Prime's got the freshness right now. Arrival, they got the Free Fire, they got fucking Lego.
It's going to make me so happy one day when fucking... Wait, are you watching these downstairs or in your room?
Downstairs.
Oh, well, then fuck me and Josie, because I know for a fact it's going to be like, Lego Batman Arrival. These aren't Prime movies.
It didn't pause to fucking purchase.
Does it say Prime in the left-hand corner?
Yeah, I go to Prime Movies.
Okay, good.
Jesus.
You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
You're a fucking Neanderthal when it comes to some things, so fuck
great.
You. Oh.
Oh, coming from the crippled baby.
Sorry, I'm 30 and can't skateboard anymore, and I was trying my best to relive my youth.
Oh, I know. Apology not accepted. You're dead to me.
Why?
You're dead to me.
Help me. Can't lift my beer.
Oh, that never happened.
Can you crack my beer?
That never happened either. I've been cracking all my own beers.
Can you wipe my ass?
Never happened either. Yeah, right.
Can you clean up the cat shit? The cat shit on my dead arm.
Nope, I cleaned up all the cat shit. We talked about that last week, too. I've been a good crippled roommate, honestly.
Cripple.
I cleaned the whole fucking house the other day, and Tony came home, didn't say shit to me.
I actually taught you. No, I couldn't talk about it, guys, because literally I came in the door and he goes, guess what I did today?
No, bullshit.
Look around.
I didn't see you for fucking 2 hours before I got home, and I was like,
whoa.
hey man, what's up? And you were like, oh, nothing much. And I was like, oh, just hanging out in your room, huh? And you're like, oh, yeah, I thought you were recording Let the Hate Flow Through You. Shout out, recorded their new episode. It'll be up Tuesday, today when you hear this. And I was like, oh, that's cool, man.
I knew you cleaned before after that recorded.
Did you?
I talked with you before they got here.
You see the house or anything?
All right. This is just blatant lie part of the show.
Oh, the cat shit on my dead arm. Tony, open my beer. Oh, wipe my own asshole, Tony. I just need your help, roomie.
Dude, I'm funny as shit.
Oh, you suck fucking cock.
Dude, I love
cock. Yeah, I know.
Thick dick.
Yeah, all right. So I watched Gerald's Game.
Yeah, I bet you did. You probably jerked off to it.
What a fucking downer.
Isn't it the scariest shit ever sometimes at the end?
Dude,
when he's chewing her foot.
Legitimately, don't spoil anything because people... I don't know if you want to watch
it's
this.
It's a nightmare fuel kind of thing.
Yeah, this movie's like heinous.
I warned you though.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... Yeah.
It is straight up fucking like pure fucked.
Yeah, there's parts and you're just like, I don't want to see that.
Nope. Something you shouldn't be looking at for the last half of the film.
Yeah.
Completely.
Oh, no. They deal with a lot of...
Oh, the issues... Dude, the stuff at the beginning...
Let's just say, like, fucking, like, if you're not a fan... Well, no one's a fan of molestation.
No,
but, like, if it affects you in a way that, like, if you're triggered by it, then do not watch this movie at all whatsoever.
It's a hard time.
It's a fucking rough movie. It deals with a lot of rough shit. I viewed Stephen King in a different way when I watched this.
Dude, and it got into some fucking, like, sci-fi shit.
I read Sewer Train.
Yeah.
Which some people call It.
Yeah.
It's only, like, a half a chapter. out of a 14,
the entire film, yeah.
Out of a 1,400-page book.
It's all I read out of it.
1,040
That's all I remembered out of it. No, this movie is straight up... Watch it before bed. You'll think about it in the morning. It's eerie as shit. It's scary. It goes into, like, almost, like... sci-fi-ish realms, like fantasy realms.
I watched it like half drunk, and even like I was like woke up the next day and I was like, man, that was fucked up.
Yeah, my dude and I watched it, and literally we looked at each other like, that was heavier than I fucking thought this was gonna be on us.
Who'd you watch that with?
Joe, randomly. We were hanging out one night, and he's randomly like, yo, you wanna watch Gerald's Game? It's like new Netflix movie with from Stephen King.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, sure. I didn't even expect to fucking stay for a film. Ugh. And I left there like wide-eyed, like,
I kind of hated every second of that.
That was brutal.
Yeah, sprutal.
So it was a real sprutal movie.
Yeah.
Lego Batman was a blast, though. I give that an 8.5 out of 10. Dude.
Oh, you know
Grayson's
what I recommend?
Hilarious.
You know what yeah, I know him just whipping off his fucking outfit all the time.
Hits him in his head.
What I recommend is that you watch Gerald's Game and then immediately watch Lego Batman, because that'll cleanse your palate of all the horribleness.
If you can keep up with what Will Arnett's saying as Batman, which is hard to do because it's always a lot of it's during action-y stuff.
And it's also very low and fast.
Low and fast, yeah. So he's like telling him to do stuff, and he's like, oh god, yeah, perfect, you're doing it great, yeah. When he's asking him to,
yeah,
he's like, do everything I say,
yeah,
and copy it perfect. He's like, oh, repeating it so well, keep going, you're doing great.
Yeah, he commentates as well. Yeah, but watch that with subtitles. I saw that in theaters.
Fucking hilarious.
I loved Lego Batman. That movie is like fucking beautifully fucking so well done, for the fact of like they take the Dark Knight and just make him a fucking way joke.
Dude, there's a little part, it's very early in it, but it's when they're actually just listing Batman villains.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like, oh no, these are real.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, oh wow, that's so bad hilarious.
Yeah, didn't they have a Captain Freeze?
You've
in
been
there?
Doing this since
or
66.
Captain Cold, yeah. I think, was in there, yeah.
Condiment King.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, dude. They are ridiculous.
King Tut.
Oh, man, there's so many cool things. Yeah, fun movie.
Yeah, so, yeah, Gerald's Game, then immediately...
Yeah, you have to get yourself that Percocet / Prozac of...
We're like doctors of movies.
Oh, we're movie doctors, so you don't die of sadness.
Yeah, so hit yourself with a super downer that's called Gerald's Game, and then lift yourself right back up with the cocaine that is fucking Lego Batman. Shoot you right
back
up.
That's our prescription.
Yeah. Just speedball your emotions. All right, so let's hop into Tessa Tony. Gerald's Game, what do you give it?
Oh, I give it a 9 out of 10. For what it was trying to do to me, it did it hard.
Yeah, God.
It did it hard.
I mean, I've never tasted a film, but good God.
Yeah.
That one left one. All right, so Tessa Tony, what's happened to some lighter
Yeah,
issues?
Lighter fare here.
Yeah, Men in Black. You guys know it. We watched it.
Yep.
I don't even really need to review this.
No.
Will Smith was... Blah. It was fucking like that's like what
he was so Will Smith,
but that's what he was during that time too. Like, he wasn't an actor, like,
oh,
he
it was like the bad boy Independence Day.
Yeah, he was
mesh.
Will Smith, like, just fuck him. Like, Tommy Lee Jones, though, I really enjoy
straight up Will Smith. He was very funny. Rip Torn was
Rip
funny.
Rip Torn fucking rocked. I love that.
Go get him, kiddo.
A lot of the aliens were fucking great too. Did you know that was based on a Marvel comic?
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, I give Men in Black a solid 7.
Yeah, all right.
Nostalgia-wise, like, it still holds up to me. But
it is funny. Tony Shalhoub is funny.
Actually, you know what? All right, I'll give it a 6. Because nostalgia-wise, it still holds up, but fucking, like, butt fucking. Will Smith is just rough to watch in that.
Yeah.
I make this look good.
Everything Will Smith and that actress chick that...
That
shows
end.
Up only at the, you know, in the film and then at the end of the film.
Do you remember Men in Black 2?
It didn't star her.
Yes.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't remember it.
Hang on a second.
I can't remember it then because she sucks so much.
Yeah, no, when I was watching this, and I was like, I feel like she was like the K of Men in Black 2 to his J.
They really brought her back?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I have to spell this out. I always forget.
I totally forgot. I don't remember that movie. I know some girl takes over. Like, she's a girl alien, and she's a sassy hot chick.
No, that's the fucking, like, the antagonist of the movie.
Yeah, she's a bad one.
Right.
She takes over the twins, and the little fucking chihuahua dog is in it a lot.
Oh, wait, maybe you're right. Maybe she isn't in two.
I don't think she's in two, dude. I thought it was just fucking Jay, and then he brings Kay back.
Yeah, he does bring Kay back. Yeah, he has to go through like that weird...
But they don't mention fucking L or whatever.
I could have sworn that fucking she was in that. That's weird.
I'm glad she wasn't, even though I don't remember it. But
Laura Flynn Boyle, I think, was the alien. Yeah, she was. Yeah. She's also in Wayne's World, in case you were wondering.
Cool.
Oh, God, and Johnny Knoxville was in Men in Black 2.
Yeah, it was the head, yeah.
Oh, that sucked. All right, anyways, so Men in Black 2, Men in Black 1, what do you give it?
Oh, Men in Black 1, I give it a 6. I mean, yeah. I would watch it again more than most of the shit that I do for this segment.
Yeah, that's one that you could revisit.
I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's right up there with Independence Day to watch again. Like,
damn, Independence Day.
I will say this,
sometimes.
Fucking, Vincent D'Onofrio is awesome as the fucking bug dude.
Did you know that
Edgar
taped his knees and his ankles?
Wow.
So that he would walk all fucked up like that? Yeah.
Dude.
And he watched nonstop bug documentaries before. This is all like trivia on IMDb, but that's just neat shit to how he dives into roles.
He and it fucking was eerie as shit.
Dude, no, Josie and I were watching it and we were like, and she was like, that's a different actor that plays him as like the bug. Like, he's the dude, he's the husband, he's Edgar, and then the bug dude is a different one. I was like, I think you are right, because he does look way fucked up, and then we looked it up, and fuck no, he plays all of it. That's just makeup and shit, so kudos on the makeup artist. Like, that shit fucking looked insane.
Oh, it's hilarious, like, when he's starting to, like, snap, and he's like, let me tell you what's gonna happen next. Like, he's eerie as fuck.
Think about the fucking, like, ADR that they had to do after that. So he's back in the studio wearing headphones, not in makeup or anything like that, just going like, has to do all that shit over again.
Dude, one of the funniest parts in the movie is when he's trying to act casual in his truck watching the fucking banker dude. He tries to put his shoulder up, like, his hand to his head, like, to lean on something, and he's like, damn it, and, like, slides and smacks it back down, because it, like, springboards back because it's not meant to be there.
Right.
And he's like, God damn it. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, almost like the joints.
Yeah, the joint can't even go there, but it needs to because that's, like, what a human does. And he's like, fuck. Like, just be normal.
All right. So, yeah. So, 6 is for Men in Black across the board. Now, let's hop into Movie of the Week. All right. Thank you. So, we watched
Echo.
Residue.
Yeah, we did.
Ooh, I don't think you liked
okay.
it.
Okay, what
the fuck happened?
Honestly, I felt like I was watching a heavily B-rated film.
Yes.
Like, almost like Primer budget.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Acting was okay.
The main
dude was so fucking, like, almost like, I liked his daughter almost more than him.
Wow.
I did. He was so...
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Okay. Thank you for the review.
I give you one.
You're an idiot.
I give you 0 deep impacts.
I just want to say, he never showed any sort of fucking, like, fear or
fright. Yeah, he did.
Not, like, to anyone but himself.
When she read the book.
Like, one scene?
No, but that was a really cool thing, because you kept seeing that it was happening over and over and over again.
That movie scared me.
Fuck yeah. All right, so wait, hold on. Let's rewind.
That movie scares me, Paul.
Sorry.
Man, way to bump into my whole existence in here on this table with your chair.
All right, so fucking, how would you describe Residue? Because I don't even know. It's an evil book.
Clusterfuck?
It's an evil book.
Oh, Residue is about an evil book about an event that if you read it, it kind of engulfs you and poisons you.
Right, and then could possibly lead to your murder, and that's where you start off. That's all you need to know. But now the B-movie thing that you were talking about, it definitely was B-movie heavy.
Oh, God, yeah. It had no real big budget.
But the makeup looked good on it.
Yeah, some of the fucking practical shit looked solid, and some of the shots were okay.
A lot of the practical shit looked solid. It was shot well.
Yeah. There was an action scene that was, like, top-notch.
Yeah, well, for what it was, and also the acting for what it was, I thought was fucking beyond what it should have been.
I loved the fucking dad from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The bad guy, that his boss, that eventually is talking to flies.
Not Rick Moranis, though.
Nope. The other dad from The Next House.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I was like, he that dude hasn't acted in the
fucking... It was the neighbor's dad that hated Rick Moranis. Mm-hmm. He was fucking eerie. He was a cool bad guy.
Yes.
I also kind of enjoyed the fucking buddy cop shit, but I didn't understand why they were the way... It just didn't make... It was almost like a movie... that just had shit in the world, but you didn't understand why. Their phones looked like they were made out of wood.
Yep.
Like, they had cool, little, awesome, extra shit. Like, 3D TVs. It looked like almost like a fucking, like, hologram TV.
Yeah, so
I didn't know what reality it was, because it didn't look like the future.
What I thought of it was kind of like a, like, within, like, 5-10 years from us.
Okay.
Now, and also what I think is that the book poisons the mind of everyone of like revolving around it.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah. That's like a circumference thing.
But that's why the buddy cop dudes were acting the way they were.
Well, you noticed, even glancing through footage.
Yeah. So like he like him doing all that. I don't know that whole movie. I really don't.
There's also answer me this if you can without giving anything away. There's a point where the buddy cops. The one dude's wearing glasses, just a pair of sunglasses, but somehow that part of him makes him shielded from something that's in like reality. It was so weird. Did you notice?
He takes him off and then he's like, what?
He
was wearing,
that was so...
He was wearing VR.
What?
Yeah.
I thought those were just sunglasses.
No, it was a VR headset.
Oh. Well, that changed. Yeah, I understand that completely.
Riddle me
now.
This, asshole!
Now I completely understand it. That's not that cool of a part.
You know what? 9 out of 10 movie.
Damn.
What do you give it, though?
It's so convoluted. I wouldn't really recommend it unless you really wanted to see something kind of confusing with no fucking ending.
I felt it was very neat, and there was an ending to it. There's a whole fucking, like, there's a bigger ideology on that movie, and usually I'm dumb as hell. And don't pick up on this type of shit, but I felt like this was very straightforward for what they were trying to accomplish.
I got the idea. I didn't get...
Why?
Why any of it was happening. I get what it is, but what's the... If I'm trying not to give anything away to the fucking like people listening, is the entity's goal to just do that to people? And like make... You know, do that to people and then move along?
I believe, and you know what? All right.
Because there's also hooks.
How about this? Spoilers, if you don't want to know what happens at the end of Residue, you can skip like fucking like 40 seconds or a minute ahead or whatever the fuck. All right, 3, 2, 1. It's your inner demons.
Yeah, but I thought that was the fucking story creature. So the book itself is a demon put into a book.
Yes.
So by reading it, you fucking get the residue of it on you and it infects you.
Exactly.
And that demon is supposed to make you see your inner demons and then overcome them? Shouldn't it poison you and kill you?
Exactly. You have to overcome them.
Overcome it by...
By defeating your inner demons. That's very straightforward.
It's so corny. I thought it was like a good demon that just looked bad.
No.
I was like, this is a stupid demon. He should be like, fuck you either way and slice your guts up.
No, that's the whole reason. That's why it's like, if you don't want to pursue now, I'll spare your life. So you don't have to try to defeat your inner shit. That's why
if you've given up on yourself, it kills you?
So, yeah, that's why if you stand up, it hooks you. Or it's like, or remain...
Why did the demon grab the hook?
Hold on. Or remain seated. Because he knew that he was about to defeat it.
What, he was like, hey, I think you're actually here, man. I'll hold this back.
Yeah, because it was the inner demon being like, fucking... Well, now that might have been the girl, too. I'm not really sure.
That's what I guess, don't understand. And the only way to beat the demon properly, he did. That other guy that with all his liner notes at the end of the movie...
Didn't.
He got fucked up.
We saw him at the beginning.
So it didn't help him.
He got hooked.
It's a very confusing film to me.
I think that dude couldn't actually deal with it. That's all it is.
Man, he had the gloves. He had everything. He was like, I'm going in, mm-hmm. you know, raw.
I captured it. Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed the flick. I thought it was really... I thought it was a very cool... And honestly, like, not like It Follows to where it's like, yeah, who knows why this shit's happening. Fuck it, right? Like, they actually gave, like, a bit of explanation to it. And to a very convoluted plot. I'll give you that.
Oh, it's convoluted. The movie's shot in a convoluted manner.
But I feel like if you really watch it, like, it's trippy as hell. Like, I think if you really watch it and, like, get down to it, you'll understand the greater meaning behind it. Yeah, there's probably plot holes in it, but, like, that's also, like, a way indie film.
I think I might have phoned a little.
Oh.
I give it... I was real annoyed at the acting.
I give it, like, a 7.75. 7. I'll give it a 7.
I give it, like, a 5.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, amazing.
I wasn't hating it.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing to me, but, like, there were... I was like, that's fucking dope.
Little stuff, too. I'm like, well, why is there a closet full of that stuff? Why is this person having these fantasies? Like,
yeah, but I also think that he wasn't recording himself for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. He was seeing that shit because he was going insane.
That's where I was like, I guess give me a little more definition to that stuff.
I think it's almost like
a better film.
I think almost like fucking like the whole thing was about like push someone to the complete edge and see what actually is affecting them. And then once you find that out, they can move past it. So you literally have to break a person. That's why they call it the residue, because it like leaves it on you.
Yeah.
And you find it, and then you shed it yourself, then you become past what
you
was...
know what a way tighter movie that does that same thing, that kind of sheds the soul and then gets you anew?
Anaconda?
Not... Yep, that's the one.
J-Lo!
Wow.
Go ahead.
J-Lo! Fucking John Voight.
Wow, good one, dude.
Was no,
that Cool J in that?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Damn, sharks and snakes?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Dude.
He was like the Samuel Jackson. Fuck, Samuel Jackson was in Deep Blue Sea. Oh, man, my mind's...
Dude, it's all coming together.
Is my nose bleeding?
Oh, yeah, you did it, bro. You
got his cracked Hollywood code.
No, I was going to say, yeah. Oh, my God, what the fuck's up? Fucking movie, I hate you now so much. Goddamn, Martyrs.
Okay, I haven't seen
that. That's what that film... It's one of the worst films I've ever witnessed. It's stuff that they're doing to people, torturing them to their human limits, and then depriving them of every human, like, connection.
So it's kind
of
like Saw.
No. He wants them to transcend into gods.
Yeah, well, Saw is, like, trying to beat your addiction, beat your whatever the fuck, and you ascend to the next platform.
Yeah, he does that this to one person for years.
Right, but what I'm saying... Yeah, okay, so it's a longer perspective to the same thing that we're both talking about.
They become, like... gods, like they get extra powers and shit.
Oh well,
yeah. Spoilers. Like it expands their mind, like opens your mind, like Split.
Yeah.
Next level, X-Men, comic book, a robot,
robots.
Good, yeah.
No. All right. So,
what do I need to do?
Yeah. Fuck. Just grab onto anything I'm saying. All right. So next week, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna do Free Willy
for Tessa Tony and
1922
for movie of the week. So tune in next time.
Yeah? Okay. If they want, they will. Hey! Go turn looks.
Damn.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here. Just I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.